Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax, take a deep breath, and turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story. Tonight's story comes from Mark, Chapter 1.
Jesus and his followers went to Capernaum. On the Sabbath day, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught the people. They were amazed at his teaching. He did not teach like their teachers of the law. He taught like someone with authority. While Jesus was in the synagogue, a man was there who had an evil spirit inside him. The man shouted,
"Jesus of Nazareth, what do you want with us? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, God's Holy One."
Jesus, his voice full of warning, said, "Be quiet and come out of him." The evil spirit made the man shake. Then the spirit made a loud noise and came out of him. The people were amazed. They asked each other,
"What is happening here?
This man is teaching something new, and he teaches with authority.
He even commands evil spirits, and they obey him."
So the news about Jesus spread quickly everywhere in the area of Galilee.
Jesus taught like he knew what he was talking about. Can I imagine how different it would sound to hear what Jesus had to say? Is it almost like Jesus knew the kingdom of heaven because he was from there? Is it like he knew God personally? As I hear the story again, how would I like to listen to Jesus?
Jesus and his followers went to Capernaum. On the Sabbath day, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught the people. They were amazed at his teaching. He did not teach like their teachers of the law. He taught like someone with authority. While Jesus was in the synagogue, a man was there who had an evil spirit inside him. The man shouted,
"Jesus of Nazareth, what do you want with us? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, God's Holy One."
Jesus, his voice full of warning, said, "Be quiet and come out of him." The evil spirit made the man shake. Then the spirit made a loud noise and came out of him. The people were amazed. They asked each other,
"What is happening here?
This man is teaching something new, and he teaches with authority.
He even commands evil spirits, and they obey him."
So the news about Jesus spread quickly everywhere in the area of Galilee.
Even an unclean spirit who is tormenting a man knows Jesus has power like a king. They know Jesus is really the King of Heaven, the King of Kings. Can I imagine darkness running away from the light? If I were there to see it, would I be amazed that Jesus had power over the unclean spirits? What would I like to say to Jesus now? Am I in awe? Am I glad I get to be his friend? Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.